This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts clubhouse manager Pat Murray, clubby extraordinaire. Pat, how did you get this position with the Lugnuts?
Well, basically I just called in, wrote in actually, checked for see if they had any openings. I was actually sending resumes out to all the minor league teams here in the area. I'm from this area originally, so I was looking to get into minor league baseball, professional baseball. Give that a try, and just sent resumes out, and the Lugnuts had an opening, so it worked out great that way.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Westphalia, Michigan. It's about 20-25 miles northwest of here, towards Grand Rapids. Really, really small town, so you know, it's pretty cool to be able to come from a really small town and get into you know, professional baseball.
What took you away from the area?
I actually got a job out at San Diego State for, I was out there about 6 years. I had spent my time in college. I went to Michigan State and worked with the football team there, and then that just led to one thing, led to another, led to another, and now all of a sudden I found myself out at San Diego State for a while.
So in those initial days of doing baseball, San Diego State, was there anything that struck you that you said, boy, I'm not doing football anymore?
It was, the guys were a lot different. Football players and baseball players just have, you know, kind of a little bit different mentality. Baseball guys seem a little bit more just, let's just have fun, just go with it, and, you know, wild, crazy, just do crazy things, have weird off-the-wall conversations. You know, they're just really, really fun group of guys to be around. So as it got going there, it's like, you know what, I'd like to really spend some more time around baseball. I just love being around the guys and the coaches and all that, and it was a lot of fun.
You've been around some interesting guys. Tell me about working with Tony Gwynn.
Coach Gwynn, it was great being around him. I mean, you know, chance to be around a Hall of Famer for a while, that was just great. Listening, just sitting in the dugout sometimes, listening to him just tell stories and everything, it was just great. Just sitting back, this is one of the greatest to ever play the game, and just sitting back, taking it all in, trying to soak in his knowledge and his stories and experiences, it was great.
Is there a story that stands out in your memory?
Well, one time he was talking about during the 94 strike, when the Players Association was getting together for a meeting, and they were just, you know, talking about the strike and everything, and then at one point all of a sudden it just turned to the topic of steroids, and their players were kind of saying, like, you know what, this is going on in the game, this is a problem, we need to find a way to clean it up. So that was something that struck the players even back to the 94 strike.
They were trying to clean it up back in 94.
They talked about it. I mean, they knew it was going on in the game, they knew it was a problem. And it was something a lot of players were feeling like, you know what, this is something that needs to be addressed.
Was that something that you ever talked to the college ball players about, steroids with them?
Not me, no. I left that more. That was something the coaches and the training staff and doctors and all that could talk about. That's more their area of expertise than mine.
Well, you also had a heck of a college team there. One man in particular, I suppose, would be Steven Strasburg, was your standout. What was it like working in the clubhouse with Steven Strasburg as the media circus started to get bigger and bigger?
Well, he handled it great. I mean, it, like you said, obviously, as we got along, starting his sophomore year with his 23 strikeout game, that's when he really kind of hit the map, was on the scene, and yeah, it started picking up from there. And you could tell just more and more, you could tell the nights he pitched for sure. Crowd, we had full houses, the stadium was packed, we had to bring in extra seats and all that, and obviously that brought in more media, more ESPN came in and did an interview, Baseball Tonight, people were there a couple times actually, and it was amazing. You would see just this big circus on Friday nights when he would pitch, and then we'd come back for Saturday afternoon game, like, where is everybody? There's no one here. So it was
that tough on the team?
They kind of grew to accept it. You know, they just kind of knew how it was going to be. I was like, okay, we got the stud going tonight, so it's going to be a full house, packed house. It's going to be a little crazy, but things will just get back to normal starting the next day.
Speaking with Pat Murray, now the clubhouse manager with the Lansing Lugnuts, after coming in from San Diego, from California. All right, here you are in minor league baseball. What are all the different things that you do? I know that it's tough to sum up everything, but give everyone an idea. What do you do with your day?
Well, I come in the... The mornings when I get started, I kind of just get everything cleaned up from the night before that I didn't get done. Make sure all the guys have all their laundries clean, uniforms are clean and ready to go, all the personal stuff's ready to go, towels, all that good stuff. Get the visiting team locker room all set up, make sure they're cleaned up. I have an assistant clubby that does a lot of that with the visiting team and the umpires. But once all that's taken care of, you know, set out some food and some snacks for the guys when they start rolling in, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Just kind of mid-afternoon, that's kind of a bit of a downtime. It's more just being here in case someone needs something, you know, someone has a request, need to run out and pick up something for someone, you know, be there and ready for it. And then once they're dressed and hit the field, it's time for me to put out the pregame spread for them, get that ready so they have something to eat before the game. They come in and crush that, devour all that, and then wait for them to hit the field. Once they do, it's cleaning up from that and getting ready for the post-game meal, all that good stuff. And game's over, they'll have that, and it's clean up from that, clean up, get all their laundry ready and going, and, you know, get ready to do it all again the next day.
What's your favorite part about your job?
Favorite part is being around the players and the coaches, you know, that they make the job what it is. Being around the guys, you know, same as college guys at San Diego State, you know, baseball players are their own kind. They're a lot of fun to be around. That's the best part of it.
What's the least favorite part about your job?
You know, they tend to make quite a big mess from time to time, you know, having to clean up after that. That's obviously not the most glamorous thing to do, but just part of the job, and something's got to be done, so you just grind through it.
We know that there are players who have their own individual personalities. Is there a team personality in a clubhouse?
There certainly can be. I think a lot of it has to do with the success the team is having, you know, whether or not. Obviously, we're having a great year here so far, so everyone's really in an upbeat mood, you know, having good times, having fun, and, you know, as long as we keep winning, keep rolling here, that should probably continue, and that helps make it a lot of fun.
What's your ultimate ambition?
Well, you know, I'd like to get into something full-time, you know, work my way up the ladder if I can, you know, moving on up, that would be great. If I have to, you know, stick around here for a while, that's great too, you know, just kind of see where this job takes me.
Well, Pat, best of luck. It's good having you here. Lansing Lugnuts Clubhouse Manager Pat Murray, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jesse.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.